The next patient for Dr. Oliveros is Ana Villegas. The last name is V like in Victor, I, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, G like in Golf, A like in Alpha, S like in Sierra. First name ANA. This is the clinical case of a 90-year-old patient of Dr. Beltre that has been referred to the practice because of the fluctuation in the kidney function. The serum creatinine has been oscillating between 1.5 and 1.6 milligrams per deciliter. And she has an estimated GFR that is at the present time 28 mLs per minute. This patient has a background of diabetes mellitus that has been present for a long time, has been given metformin, despite of the recommendation given by Dr. Beltre's office to discontinue the use of metformin and go for Januvia. The patient has evidence of albuminuria. The albumin creatinine ratio that was determined on September the 4th of 2024 is 6183. She was prescribed Kerendia, however, she didn't get it. And she hasn't been taking it. The patient family is very concerned about the administration of Januvia and the possibility of develop complications, including kidney failure associated with interstitial nephritis, which is very unlikely. At this point, I am going to take the liberty of changing the Januvia and put her on glipizide 2.5 milligrams every 12 hours. Regarding the CKD stage 4, we know that this patient has several comorbidities, including the diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Besides, she used to smoke for a lengthy period of time, quit long time ago. But she has evidence of stenting and peripheral vascular circulation, peripheral vascular disease in the lower extremity circulation. Stenting has been done. Next line, number two. The patient has diabetes mellitus. We are going to make the medication adjustment according to the description given before. Glipizide 2.5 to 12 hours and check the blood sugar before the administration of the medication. If the blood sugar is below 100, hold the administration of glipizide. Following number, the patient has microalbuminuria. That is a manifestation of kidney disease. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is in the 60s. I don't think that this patient is a candidate for the administration at this moment of Kerendia. And given the fact that we have so many variables, I am going to hold the administration of the SGLT2, that she will get benefit of that. If the patient remains stable during the next visit and the blood sugar gets under control, I would consider her for the administration of the SGLT2. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, glaucoma that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is taking Crestor with a very good control. The patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease. Each is taking Plavix and aspirin. He is with dementia problems that has been addressed. Following number osteoporosis and following number peripheral vascular disease, as mentioned before. We're going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with our laboratory workup. The time spent in the service is 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, 10 minutes in the documentation.